بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Welcome to the Gate of Knowledge. We talk about the sermon in which Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'minin, peace be upon him, has talked about the characteristics of the pious ones. In this section, we talk about another character of the people of taqwa, the people of piety, and that is they're not being after the worldly affairs. Actually, the world and the attractions of this world cannot allure them, cannot capture them. They look at the world and its benefits as a means to get to the goal. They use this world, this transient world, to benefit another world. As we said in the previous section, it is as a trade for them. They do not want the world, and they sacrifice and they give away the world in order to get to the main goal of hereafter, the paradise. In another part of the sermon, Imam, peace be upon him, says, أرادت هم الدنيا فلم يريدوها. The world aimed at them, wanted them, but they did not aim at it. They did not want it. And also, Imam says, وَأَسَرَتْهُمْ فَفَدَوْا أَنفُسَهُمْ مِنْهَا. But it captured them, trapped them, but they freed themselves from it by a ransom. There are two sentences here. In one of them, the likeness and the metaphor of a hunter or a lover is used. In one of them, as if the world is a lover who is fallen in love with this person and wants him, but he doesn't want it. It is a love which has one side. There are some people who love the world. They are the lover, and the world is the beloved. But here, Imam uses the likeness vice versa. It means the world is after them, and they do not want the world. In some of our sayings from Imams, peace be upon them, it is said that the world is like your shadow. If you go after it, you follow it, it runs away. If you leave it, it comes with you, and it comes after you. If a person loves the world will reject the person. And if a person rejects the world comes to the person. Therefore, when the situations, opportunities of gaining the worldly things which the lovers of the world are after, they rescue themselves from it. In other sentence, Imam uses the likeness of a hunter that traps its prey in a trap. And then the animal, the prey, runs away from the trap. This is the likeness of a believer, a pious one, a pious person, who rescues himself from the world. It is very interesting that, as I said, the people of taqwa, the people of piety, they don't look at the world as a goal. Therefore, it is not their goal to pile up money and other worldly things and gather more and more and pile up more and more. They want the world in order to use it for the hereafter. In one of his words, Imam, peace be upon him, says, "The world is like the sun. If you look at it directly, it will make you blind. And if you look through it, it means you look at the reflection of the sun in order to see things. It will show you the facts. It will show you the things." Therefore, like the way we use the light of sun, we have to use this world in order to get to the other world. In another saying, Imam, peace be upon him, says, "Innama ad-dunya daru majaz wal-akhiratu daru qarar." The world is but a passage, and the hereafter is the destination. Again, another metaphor is used here. A person who enters a passage and wants to pass through it and reach to an address, a destination. The world is like the passage, and the hereafter is the destination. Therefore, Imam says, فَخُذُوا مِن مَمَرَّكُمْ لِمَقَرَّكُمْ. Therefore, take from this passage for your destination. Another interesting point here is that through passing this passage, you earn things. Like a bazaar, that you go in it, you buy things, and you go out of it. And with the things that you have earned in this bazaar, you will reach to the destination. In one of the books, it is said, the likeness of this world is the example of a group of people who were traveling during night. And a person who was a learner told them that these stones that exist here, they are precious stones. Take as much as you want, as much as you can. And they, because they didn't see the stones, they didn't pay attention to the word of the learned man. And when they went away from that passage, from that valley, and the sun raised, they saw the ones who had picked up, some of them, they looked at it and they saw it is real pearls and jewelry. Therefore, the things we get from here for the hereafter is the actions and beautiful acts that we have for the other world. فَخُذُوا مِن مَمَرَّكُمْ لَمَقَرَّكُمْ. Take as much as you can from this passage for your destiny. One more time, I read the section for you. The world aimed at them, but they did not aim at it. It captured them, but they freed themselves from it by a ransom. From here, a notion of freedom, a new one, a new notion of freedom is born. Freedom from the world, not freedom to gain the world.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
صلى الله عليه.